the Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. As I'm unable to interview and also record at Planet FM today, I'm doing a repeat of my Anzac 2016 program. It will soon be Anzac on the 25th of April, a time when we all reflect on the bravery of all our fine young men who went to these bloody wars, most of them losing their lives, never to return to their home country. COVID-19 lockdown asked a lot of us all as a nation too. So please be brave Kiwis, stick to the rules, be kind to each other, especially the more vulnerable in our society. Send out your love to the stricken world and we will get through all of this together. Hope you enjoy my program.
The 25th of April each year is Anzac Day. Today I'm dedicating this program of music to all of our brave young men and women who went to this bloody war to defend our country. In 1914, at the beginning of the Great War, there were 1 million people living in New Zealand. Then 100,000 of them, mostly young men, went away to war, to the other end of the earth. Of these, 1,800,000 died and failed to return home, and 40,000 returned home wounded. Today I would like you to listen to songs that some of our New Zealand musicians and singers have dedicated to these brave young men and women that took part in the Gallipoli War. Fires burnt in Europe, our young men gathered round. They emptied out our cities and our farms and country towns. We gave them 3 months training and a farewell hometown dance. Then we sent them off to battle in Gallipoli and France. This is the first verse of a folk song sung by Vic MacDonald, a young school teacher from Dunedin, who is a member of the band Shiner. He has dedicated this song to the memory of all the young people who went to the battlefront in 1914. It is called In Memoriam.
Fires burned in Europe, our young men gathered round. They emptied out the cities and the farms and country towns. And we knew that they were better men, we knew they'd serve us well. We chose our best and finest boys to die for us in hell. And the man from Naseby, so the angel of Mons. The boys from Mosgiel bled to the sun. We'll fight for home and freedom was their cry. As they sailed away to battle and to die. Another generation, another bloody war. The sons of the survivors came from Amaru and Gore. They fought across the ocean on land and air and sea. They fought with muscle, blood and bone to keep our country free. And as you go from town to town in this lovely empty land, proudly in the heart of town, the soldier's statue stands. Memorials in granite stone that tear against the sky. Around around the base the names of sons and brothers who have died. And the man from Naseby, so the angel of Mons. The boys from Muskeel blend to the sum. We'll fight for home and freedom was their cry. As they sailed away to battle and to die. There is no unknown soldier, these are not forgotten men. The fathers, sons and neighbors who will never laugh again. And they won't be forgotten for the price they had to pay. For their children's children's children will still march on Anzac Day. No, they won't be forgotten for the price they had to pay. For the children's children's children will still march on Anzac Day.
Now I would like you to listen to Marion Burns, a brilliant New Zealand musician and singer who composed this song, Beautiful Soldier, in memoriam of all these brave young Kiwis. In Marion's words, she says, I would like to dedicate the song to all those who lost their lives in the line of duty. So many brave soldiers set out to serve in the war and sadly never returned. I'm in awe of these men and feel very proud to maybe help others remember them too. May they rest in peace and continue to be remembered always.
Beautiful soldier.
2009, the song New Zealand Soldier became the official song of the New Zealand Army, a powerful song for the modern soldier. It was composed by Don McLeod and arranged for the New Zealand Army Band by Corporal Steve Chapman. This recording features Corporal David Fu on vocals.
I wear this badge with honor on my country's uniform. No, I'm no superhero. I've learned the duties I perform from a working class background, just a regular Kiwi kid. I went to school and played rugby like most of us did. Played make-believe war games back when we were boys, and G.I. Joe was one of my favorite toys. Raise a flag, raise it up. Raise a flag up to the top. Raise a flag up for the flag on high. Oh, New Zealand, worth the sacrifice to keep our country proud and free. Oh, New Zealand, my homeland, Pacific paradise, the birthplace and the home that I love. United by the haka, our anthem sung out loud. Land of coaches, so young and oh so proud. Follow that dream, they'd say. Well, I follow mine. It took me just a moment to sign the dotted line. Raise a flag, raise it up. Raise a flag up to the top. Raise a flag and fill the flag on.
If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Sue Olson, 832-9493.
The song Blue Smoke is a sad song of possibly a young soldier at war, longing for his homeland. Although Blue Smoke was not composed in New Zealand, I would like you to listen to it sung by two young Opera North talented New Zealand singers, Emma Cooper and Luke Bird. They sing it in English and in Maori.
I'll find you.
would like to end the program with our very own Kiri Te Kanawa singing Po'ata Rā, Now Is the Hour. Has come to an end. We'd like to thank you, Philip, and I would like to thank you for being on the program today. And till next time, goodbye.
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. And we would like to thank our sponsors, Club Moderne, Art Deco Society Auckland. We will keep you informed of all future exciting and glamorous events to be held by Club Moderne. For more information, email judith.moore650@gmail.com. That's judith.moore650@gmail.com. Bye for now.
your land.